Let's talk about music's biggest night, the Grammy Awards. The 2023 awards have actually already started in Los Angeles. Dozens of winners have already collected their prizes. And of course, lots of big names are scheduled to appear on the glitzy live telecast tonight. Now, if you follow these things, you know that in recent years, some critics and some performers have been giving side eye to the Grammys, saying the awards don't really reflect the best and freshest work. Some argue that the idea of judging art in this way is just wrong in its face. But we're asking a different question. We're asking if the Grammys still mean something to the nominees and winners, especially money-wise. Joining us to talk about this is NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Tsioulkas. Anastasia, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for letting me be here.
So first of all, the front runner in the Grammy race this year is Beyoncé. She's up for 9 awards, including Record, Song, and Album of the Year.
I'm number one. I'm the only one. Don't even waste your time trying to compete with me.
Tonight, if she wins just 4 of those, she could potentially walk away with more Grammy Awards than anyone in history, right? But even if she pulls that off, Beyoncé is already, Anastasia, how can we put this, in the stratosphere of fame and wealth. So if she wins, do those Grammys make any difference to her bottom line?
I would say, Michelle, this is really about bragging rights. She's already the female artist with the most Grammys in history. She just announced this upcoming tour that's already selling out instantaneously. Last month, she did a 1-hour private show in Dubai, for which she was reportedly paid $24 million. So I'm really not convinced that a few more or fewer awards are really going to do anything for her bottom line.
There's Beyoncé and then there's not Beyoncé.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a fair distinction.
Exactly. So let's go to the not Beyoncé side of the ledger. Do the Grammys still mean something to artists who have not already gotten to that level?
First of all, the number of Grammys that are given out every year fluctuates pretty tremendously and regularly. New categories get introduced. Old ones get phased out or streamlined. The Recording Academy, which is this nonprofit that gives out the awards, they're giving out awards this year in 91 categories. And that means there are a lot of people who really see this still as a standard bearer. And a lot of those people work in niche genres, everything from blues to reggae to writing the best liner notes. And for those folks, having that Grammy seal of approval is truly still a door opener. It means they can attract new audiences, they can generate future gigs, their streaming and sales go up. And so for those folks, the Grammy bump is real.
Could you just tell me a little bit more about what that is? What's the Grammy bump?
Let's look at Megan Thee Stallion, for instance.
I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet.
In 2019, her career was percolating for sure. She had her first big hit that year with Hot Girl Summer. Towards the very end of the year, she came and did a Tiny Desk concert. And I would say there's a case to be made that her career really took off, both in terms of mainstream attention and in terms of financial possibilities, after she won Best New Artist at the Grammy Awards in 2021. And by the night of the Grammy telecast that year, her digital sales had zoomed up over 178%. And by the end of that year, she had signed a first look production deal with Netflix.
Now, okay, I'm thinking about last year. Lots of folks were surprised when the band leader and composer Jon Batiste took home Album of the Year.
That's right. He won 5 Grammys last year, including Album of the Year, which is the biggest prize of the night, for his album We Are. Many longtime Grammy watchers would say that his win, though it was surprising in several ways for the so-called traditional Grammy voters who skew older and love old-sounding music, maybe not so surprising. It hit a lot of sweet spots for that voting group. But his music, more importantly, was brand new to many music fans who were watching the telecast. According to Billboard, his album sales skyrocketed more than 2,700% immediately following those Grammy wins.
But is there a case, though, can you think of an example where a Grammy win did not help an artist at all.
There is an old joke that Best New Artist is actually a curse, and that dates way back before Milli Vanilli, you may recall, won in 1990. But honestly, with more recent winners in that category like Adele, Chance the Rapper, Billie Eilish, maybe that era is behind us. Maybe we can talk about a real Grammy bump for all kinds of winners.
All right, you've convinced me. That was NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Tsioulkas. Anastasia, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.